From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea is calling its submarine-launched ballistic missile test on Saturday a great success, while South Korea labeled it a failure. North Korea is considered to be in the early stages of developing a submarine-based missile launch capability. United Nations recently imposed a new set of stronger sanctions on North Korea in response to its fourth nuclear test in January and a ballistic missile test the following month. President Obama and German Chancellor Angela Merkel will discuss the global economy, terrorism, transatlantic security, and many other issues during his two-day visit to Germany starting today. Before heading to Germany, Mr. Obama was in London for meetings with Prime Minister David Cameron, opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn, and to have lunch with Queen Elizabeth, who was celebrating her 90th birthday. President Obama also took part in a London town hall meeting with young people, where he spoke of the long relationship between the U.S. and the U.K.
The joint efforts and sacrifices of previous generations of Americans and Brits are a big part of why we've known decades of relative peace and prosperity in Europe, and that in turn has helped to spread peace and prosperity around the world.
Mr. Obama will cap his visit to Germany tomorrow with a speech outlining his vision for future U.S.-European relations. Nearly 98% of voters in Sudan's Western Darfur region have voted against reuniting five of the region's separate states. Major rebel and opposition groups who believe uniting the region would give the people more autonomy boycotted the vote and accused the Khartoum government of altering the result numbers. This is VOA News. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu says his country's efforts to deter Syrians from entering Greece by sea have drastically cut daily migrant voyages from 6,000 in November to as few as 130 since early April. Davutoğlu spoke at a Turkish city near the Syrian border alongside European Council President Donald Tusk and German Chancellor Angela Merkel.
Wir haben heute die Möglichkeit gehabt, sehr praktisch einen Teil.
Ms. Merkel said she and some other European leaders are seeking to enforce terms of a deal under which migrants arriving in Greece would be returned to Turkey in exchange for nearly $7 billion in European aid. For his part, Donald Tusk gave Turkey a glowing endorsement for how it's treating refugees, and on Friday, Amnesty International urged the European delegation not to close their eyes to the catalog of human rights abuses faced by refugees in Turkey. Death toll from last week's earthquake in Ecuador has risen to 654, with 58 missing. President Rafael Correa said the April 16th quake, the worst in nearly seven decades, injured around 12,500.
Ahorita están limpiando todo para que no se vengan las enfermedades.
This is Miriam Valencia, who lost her home and is now living in a shelter tent. She says she's cleaning everything to prevent any diseases, and she adds that she's concerned what will happen when the doctors and relief workers leave Ecuador. The United Nations has appealed for $72.7 million to provide aid to 350,000 people over the next 3 months. About half the number, it estimates, are in need of help. A solar-powered plane has reached the U.S. Pacific Coast state of California after completing its riskiest leg of a round-the-world journey. It just finished a 56-hour flight over the Pacific Ocean by landing at Moffett Airfield in Silicon Valley, south of San Francisco. The Solar Impulse 2 flew over San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge on Saturday. Its pilot, Bertrand Picard, said landing in Silicon Valley will help link the plane's journey around the world to the pioneering spirit of the area. Private ceremony for family and friends of the late American singer-songwriter Prince was held on Saturday in his home state of Minnesota. Meantime, medical examiners still looking at what killed the 57-year-old musician, who was found dead alone at home on Thursday. Police said there were no signs of trauma on his body and no reason to suspect suicide. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.